11. The Sea in Visconti, Contemplation and Struggle. Here, time seems to pause. The sound of the sea fills the space, strong, continuous, echoing the bond between Luchino Visconti and the water. A young boy, strikingly beautiful, disappears into the sea, the final moment of beauty, just before everything fades. In Death in Venice, 1971, Visconti creates a contemplative work where he gives form to the end of a certain way of seeing the world. The sea becomes the last place for contemplation, the final light before disappearance. And yet, the sea is also struggle. It is the ancient relationship between human beings and life itself, revealed through the Sicilian fishermen of La Terra Trema, inspired by Fierva Malavoglia, men who fight against exploitation and power in an Italy that fails to protect that authenticity so deeply rooted in the Mediterranean, a reality of which Visconti was both witness and interpreter. And then there is the other shore. He withdrew to a villa at the edge of the human world, where the sea remains pure, untouched, endless.